following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Hello there. Refuge Family, Fireside Chat time. It's May the 7th, and praying that our time together will be an encouragement to you. By way of reminder, tomorrow is communion for our Fireside Chat. And we do that every Friday with the chats that take place Monday through Friday from noon to 12:15. So just giving you a heads up on that as it relates to just that particular chat, the Friday chat. And also, let me just remind you as well that any of the prior chats that you may have missed and want to listen to watch, because we have them video archived, they're on our website, so you can revisit them or visit them for the first time if you hadn't heard the previous ones or one in particular you wanted to hear. So those are available for you. So, you know, all week, the Lord's Prayer has been in my heart, what we call the Lord's Prayer. And I know there's those that say, well, that's not the Lord's Prayer. That would be, you know, in John's Gospel, when you have, you know, Jesus praying prior to and in the garden, and that's the Lord's Prayer. Well, okay, I get that. But this is the prayer that we got from the Lord as he taught us how to pray. And we refer to it, and I think appropriately, it's the Lord's Prayer. It's his teaching on prayer. So anyway, all week it's been in my heart. And even on Tuesday, on Cinco de Mayo, it's funny because in my head, still thinking about this prayer, and I think, gosh, I still remember back from, I guess it was grade school, maybe high school, in Spanish, learning how to say the Lord's Prayer, even in Spanish. Nuestro Padre, que a quien está en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. And it stuck with me. And I don't pray that prayer in Spanish, but it stuck with me all this time. So that was Tuesday. And then Wednesday morning, I woke up with the Lord's Prayer in my mind, you know, which is cool, right? As opposed to some random thought that you think, what is that all about? But the Lord's Prayer was on my mind Wednesday morning. And then later that day, in one of our Wednesday meetings, we have a few meetings, a Wednesday pastor's meeting and then a staff meeting by way of Zoom, video conference, that came up again. I think it was Isaac that had mentioned that the Lord had just been speaking to him through that prayer. And then today is the National Day of Prayer, and which is always the first Thursday in May when we pray for the nation and the nation prays. And so appropriate, right? National Day of Prayer, the Lord's Prayer. So I think, okay, this fits. So let's run with this for today, for our fireside chat. So without further ado, Matthew chapter 6, and picks up in verse 9 through 13. So Matthew chapter 6, and I'm just going to basically give a brief running commentary as we go through the verses in Jesus' teaching, because it's a teaching on prayer. And these are not exclusive points, right? Don't think, well, that's not exhaustive. You know, there's other things. Well, yeah, there are, but we don't have that much time. So just we'll go into a few insights that you know, the Lord has put in my heart that I might pass on to you that have encouraged me, and I pray would encourage you as well. So running commentary, comment as we go, as we read, and then we go to prayer. We'll wrap up with prayer. Would be kind of a no-brainer, right, for this chat, if not others. So verse 9. Jesus said, now in this manner, therefore, pray. So he's teaching. And he starts off with, our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. Interesting here, he didn't use Abba here, right? We know the word Abba, speaking of just very, you know, personal, affectionate, like daddy would, might be something in English that would be similar to that, Papa. But he used just the word meaning Father. Which is fine, right? It's not a bad thing. Most of the time when we read of Jesus praying or talking to the Father, he used this word. And so Abba being that personal, like that, just that interpersonal. But Father can be the same. Obviously, when Jesus spoke to the Father, it was very personal. It's not like it was very formal. So Abba is the heart behind even when you say Father. At least it can be. It should be. I suppose it's not automatically, but it should be. You know, we shouldn't think of Father in a way that maybe some of us that didn't have a good father. I did, thank God, but some didn't, and I get that. And so, and they think of Father, it's like, eh. but you can have the heart of Abba, Papa, behind the word Father, and that certainly is appropriate. So think of this. I was thinking if you had a government form, everyone's filled out a government form, and you fill in the blank, and so the father's name, and it's who's your legal father, and the God of heaven, the creator of the universe, he is our legal father. That is our legal standing because we put our faith in Jesus. He's our father. We're his kids. And so you and I that have put our faith, it's assuming that if you're watching, and not everyone is, and that's okay. I'm glad you're watching. But those that have put their faith in Jesus Christ as the one and only who could pay the debt of their sin and make things right with God, when we trust in Jesus for that, then we look to God the Creator as God the Father. So we have that common bond, and so we can pray that, our Father in heaven. And so we do, and we say, hallowed or holy be your name. And so think of this on that same, not sure what that is, Josh, is it me? So we'll keep talking. But I don't think I'm moving around, but anyway, we'll go for it, and Josh will figure out what's going on. If I need to switch to a different mic, let me know. Anyway, so think of that government form and filling in the blank, the word Yahweh, your father's name, Yahweh, that's his name, the all-becoming one, the great I am, right? As the Lord said to Moses, when you go to Pharaoh, when he asks you, who sent you? You can tell him the I am sent you, Yahweh sent you, the all-sufficient one. And you can just bring it up to me. It's casual. We're in this. So we're going with this.
We're going to try it.
All right. We're just in the living room, and so this is how we roll. So take this off? No? Yeah? Keep them both?
Keep them both.
Okay. All right. So the... don't you love it? Thank you, Josh. So the all-sufficient one. And that name is holy, right? Set apart like no other. I mean, who is like the Lord our God? And certainly in his name means so much, the great I am, that just speaks of eternity, always was, is, and will be, and all sufficient, the I am. What is it you need? I need a provider, Yahweh the provider, Yahweh the redeemer, et cetera, et cetera. And so, like no other, a set apart name, and that's the idea of holy, set apart, like no other. So hallowed or holy be your name, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Wherever the Lord reigns, that's his kingdom, right? And ideally, each individual heart, the kingdom of your life, if you will, and the Lord reigning in your heart, that's important. And so your kingdom come. But also, and more specifically to this, when we say your kingdom come, it is the reality, the promise that Jesus will literally return to this earth to be the King of Kings, right? On this earth, to reign on this earth with the kingdom here on earth, and the restoration of all things, right? As Peter in his first, the first message that he preached, you read about in Acts, and he talks about Jesus, this Redeemer, who is the one that will bring about the restoration of all things. And so we pray for that, right? That's a desire of our heart. The Lord has implanted that desire in our heart. We have that desire. We all do, right? As God's kids, he's our father. And so, oh, your kingdom on this earth, it's going to be awesome, Lord. Your kingdom come. And so we long for that day because it'll be like God originally intended. And that's what we want. We want his intent. We want his will. And thus the next part of the prayer, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I suppose that's partly what makes heaven so heavenly, is that God's will is always done there. Not occasionally, but always done there. And so that certainly is heavenly. Imagine if here everything was always done as per God's will. But one day that will be the case. And so we pray daily for that. We pray for his will to be done in our life, right? For God to be orchestrating and directing and such. We want him to be the sovereign in our life, and so his will be done. So it's kind of passive in that way, right? His will, Lord, your will be done in my life. But also for you and me to align ourselves with his will. And that's more active. I want to do his will. And so again, praying, Lord, your will be done on earth, just as it is in heaven. And then the next part of the prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. So that speaks of really both the spiritual and the physical, okay? Because both are needed. I have to eat, you have to eat. But just as surely as we need to eat physical food, we need spiritual food, right? And so that's why when Jesus quoted Deuteronomy, he said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So that's the spiritual food. But the idea is we need both. Just as surely as we need physical food, we just as surely need spiritual food. And so, Lord, we need that today. We look to you. You're the source of that. Give us the daily bread that we need spiritually and physically. And then, this one, forgive us our debts as we forgive those, or as we forgive our debtors. And so forgive our debt of sin, just the way we forgive those that are indebted to us, those that have sinned against us. And you think about that, praying that, and it's like, oh, did I say that? But yeah, because what better way to lead us, to lead you, to lead me, to showing the same mercy and the same grace that the Lord has shown us by saying, Lord, I want to, my candle's burning out there, my old school lantern. anyway, what better way, right, to lead us to show that mercy and to show that grace that God has shown us, because we go, whoa, Lord, that you've shown tremendous mercy to me and tremendous grace, and forgive me the way I forgive others, then I need to forgive others the way you've forgiven me. And then as Jesus continued to teach on this, he said, and do not lead us into temptation. And God doesn't tempt us, right? The Bible says that in James, that God doesn't tempt us. So what we're praying for is for him to steer us away from our natural bent, steer us away from our natural bent, which our natural bent is to buy into temptation, right? If something's wrong, it's like, maybe I'm going to try that. Maybe I want to do that. I'm tempted to do that. And so, Lord, steer us away from that natural bent, steer us away from temptation, from buying into it, thereby delivering us. And so the next part of the prayer, but deliver us from the evil one, deliver us from the evil one. Because I don't have that ability by myself and my own strength and my own power. You don't either. But the Lord does. He provides that which we need to do that, all the power we need to resist evil. He does that. And so we say, deliver us from the evil one. So we're just going to go ahead and swap that smoky lantern out. Thank you. Yeah, but it was a cool idea. Josh brought in an old lantern, which you might have found in biblical times, little olive oil. And yeah, all right. So we're moving up in the ages from the olive oil lamp to a candle. By tomorrow, we'll have a light. So anyway, deliver us from the evil one. Because we don't have the ability or the power. We need the Lord's help, right, for that. And he provides all that we need to resist evil. You know, we can never say, oh, but Lord, you didn't give me enough strength. It's like, yeah, he does. I just didn't want to obey, perhaps, but he provides what we need. So it's his power, his plan, his glory. And thus, the wrap-up of the prayer, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. That's all. It's yours, Lord, forever, right? Forever. Amen. Amen. So what a great, great instruction from Jesus on prayer, right? So I think we should pray together. And let's follow through what Jesus has shown us there in Matthew and pray this together. So if you would join me in prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, you, as we just talked about, you are the eternal one. You're sufficient for all that we need, whatever that is. And in some ways, our needs are common, and some ways they're very specific. But Lord, you are the one that we look to, our Father in heaven. And Lord, we do so long for your Son's return here to earth to restore all, the restoration of all things, just as you originally planned. And yet, Lord, we don't want to be remiss in desiring that in our own lives today and every day, for you to reign in our hearts today. And Father, too, we long for our leaders, those decision makers, to follow your lead as well, especially, Lord, in this time of crisis, in the COVID-19 crisis. Lord, to follow your lead and that which provides the best direction on fighting the virus, but also fighting the plight and blight of the economic impact as well, Lord. And that's tough, but not for you. And so, Lord, please give them the wisdom and help them to follow your lead on that, God. And please continue to provide for our refuge family and those that we know, Lord, that have needs in this time, emotional needs in their isolation, physical needs, Lord, perhaps just having lost hours or lost all their hours, being furloughed without pay. Father, please provide for them. Show yourself strong on their behalf, Lord. And God, too, we want to be able to show the same grace to those that we don't agree with at this time, those we maybe feel are harming us or have harmed us in this crisis, Lord, and forgive us when we don't do that, Lord. Lead us away from the temptation to ostracize or to hate those that maybe we disagree with in their direction they're going in this time or their understanding of it, Lord, their philosophy about it. Lord, deliver us from that kind of evil in our hearts. Father, our lives ultimately are yours. We've been bought with a price. We've been redeemed. And so our lives are yours. And the kingdom of our hearts, Lord, and that which that we desire to live amidst your kingdom, Lord, it's your kingdom and it's your power, Lord. And it's all to your glory. Let our lives today, Lord, as we pray this prayer for today, Lord, let our lives bring glory to you, Lord. That's the ultimate thing for us. It blesses us, Lord, to do that which is right, which is to glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for instruction on prayer. Thank you for the blessing, the privilege of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. God bless you, Refuge family. Tomorrow at noon, communion. Fireside chat then. Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.